Slacker and Steve on demand.
So I'm told we have kind of one of those pressing sort of OPPs that's she needs to be disguised in some way.
Ah, okay.
Little voice disguiser so we don't get her in more trouble. Melinda?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a story? Maybe we can help you out.
Okay, I first want to say yai to you guys.
Yai.
Thank you for taking this.
Sure.
Thank you for taking the time. This is really tough for me, and I don't know what to do in this situation. 10 years ago, I've been married for quite some time, but about 10 years ago, my marriage was really on the rocks. It seemed like my husband and I were definitely heading down the road to divorce.
Okay.
I figured at that time that I needed to get a lawyer, and I didn't know any. So I contacted an old college friend of mine whose father is an attorney. He and I met for lunch a couple times and discussed what I was going through. Long story short, basically, I was a very rough time in my life, and he was a very compassionate kind. He basically consoled me, and one thing led to another, and we ended up having an affair.
Can I take a time out real quick?
Yeah.
Morally, that's like that guy's right. Would he lose his license as a lawyer? Because like. That you're in some, like, I don't remember what it's called, but like position, but like you're a lawyer and you're trolling divorce. That feels
icky for sure.
Oh God, Melinda. Okay.
Yeah.
So
unethical.
You know,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I would think the same thing, but I had known him because I was friends with his daughter years ago. And so there was a prior, nothing like this, but there was we knew each other.
Yeah.
Ew. Anyway, as soon as this started, I knew it was a mistake. And I immediately felt like this was the wrong thing. And I broke things off pretty quickly. And basically what was in my mind at that time was to save my marriage. And actually that affair was the catalyst for me really committing myself to my marriage. And it worked. My husband and I did not divorce. We stayed together. And we've had a very, like a second chance, really, a very good relationship since then.
Okay, but here comes the but.
Yes. So about a month ago, I get a call and a letter from a law firm that my friend's father, the attorney, has passed away. Now, I've had no contact with him since then, but I find out that he, in his will, he has left his vacation home to me.
What?
And
wow.
Well, the reason I think he did it is because that's the place where he and I went to. That's where we would spend most of our time together.
What does his family think? Oh my God. I mean, like, there's 17 layers to that alone. Like, he wants to give you the place where you had relations.
And then he took his family on vacation.
Right. Okay.
It's a real mess. It's a real mess for that reason, obviously. Because my friend did not even know about this with her father.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
This is a real mess. Wow. And here's the thing that is really got me. This is like a moral issue. I don't know what to do because my husband was laid off towards the end of last year, and he's still not working. So money is extremely
You can't take the house. You can't take the house because of your friend. You can't take the house because of
how are you going to explain the house?
Out of nowhere, my friends.
Or she accepts the house, sells it real stealth and fat and quick like. Now she has the cash, and then she can.
My wife would see real estate sale on our joint tax return say, what real estate did you have in
nothing.
Wisconsin, your lake house in Wisconsin? Like, no. Oh, God. This is.
So you need the money and you need this. The house comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, all last year over the holidays, all I kept saying to myself was, please, you know, in my thoughts, and I just said, please let us find a way to get the money.
And this is the way.
Be
careful for what you wish for.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It's dirty.
So I this has become my new thing, I guess, with OPPs. I feel like you're calling us and you already know what you're going to do and you want us to say that it's okay, or you want the people who call in to say it's okay. Do you want to keep this? It sounds to me like you prayed on it and it like you want to keep the money and you need us to find you. You need Steve to find you the way to get it without getting caught.
Boom. There it is.
Is that why you're calling, or what do you want?
To be honest, that sounds very much like I hate to say that you're hitting the nail on the head, but well, here's the other thing that's been on my mind, though, okay, because what if this is a way, what if this is also the way for me to kind of come clean about the affair, but it could ruin my marriage.
Don't come clean about the affair.
Wait. You're saying ride the lie.
Normally, I don't say ride the lie, but this is something we've learned on this show, and I've learned from years of therapy and whatnot. If you need to come clean on the affair, you're doing that selfishly, 100%, so you don't have to walk around with that albatross around your neck, but you don't just, that albatross doesn't disappear. You throw it on your significant
other.
It gets
transferred.
Yes. So if he's living a happy life right now, he doesn't need it now. I know he's not living a happy life because he's unemployed.
Well, but we are we're in the best place we've ever been, except for the financial problems.
You won't be when he finds out you had relations with your friend's dad and that you were planning on divorce. Like, you won't be.
He'll be happy. Yeah. But once he's like in the beach house, he'll be super happy.
Yay! Look what your relations got us.
Yeah, he can overlook it. If he forgives you on the relations thing and accepts that everything's good then. Yes, he'll accept the house. Once you present the house, he'll forgive you the relations.
I know it's radio, so nobody can tell how slowly I just blinked at you.
I know, I can
but
tell.
But that was...
What?
I don't...
Our goal with Melinda is to keep... We got to have our cake and eat it too. And we got to find a way.
Well, honestly, if any of your listeners, I mean, is there a way to keep like a real estate transaction from... I mean, that's a pretty huge thing.
That's what we got. We got a bunch of real estate tycoons listening to the show.
Friend of show, Ben. He's the real estate guy.
No.
Do you want to drag Ben into this? Okay.
There's three different Bens right now going, I think they're talking about me. All right. Melinda, this is...
Melinda, you are... Just remember, you are the victim in this whole thing.
Not at all.
Oh.
And sorry for your loss. I mean, there's... Maybe a call back in a couple days and we can talk. If we decide you're going to keep the house, and maybe we talk about how you salvage your friendship, because this woman's like, when my dad died, I just all assumed we'd get the beach house, not.
Oh, they'll get over. Can we Zillow the beach house?
That's not. We're just calling it a beach house. Don't tell us where it is. I'm sure it's a mountain home if you add your affair here, but like, just.
Yeah, Melinda.
This is awful.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get to keep it, but we're going to get you. The best advice we possibly... Hang on right there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Wow,
there's 17 layers and we got to break it down to one. Keep the house or don't.
Because if you keep it, then he's going to know. You got
to
tell him.
There's no way to not... I mean, but she's like, this could be the way to unburden herself and make their relationship pure again. It's a great relationship right now, but it's...
Right before the housing bubble burst, there were experts that could pull this thing off like it's going out of
probably.
Stuff. So we need those people. Yeah, we need what she requested. Real estate shadiness. There's a legal way to do it. There's an undirty way to do that.
Yes, I'm sure. Form a trust, an LLC, put the house in that.
Good start.
Yep, I don't know how probate works. Nobody has ever died and left me anything.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go ahead and get your advice. What do you guys think she should do? She had the affair. The house has now been bequeathed to her. There's all sorts of weirdness.
Her marriage has never been better now.
So
yeah,
keep the house or don't. And if she does, how does she pull it off? Aaron?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Man. So I would kind of recommend let's stop lying. Because her husband for the last decade is basically living a fantasy life that he doesn't realize he's living. The friendship is over, so giving the house back is, you know, that's not going to matter. She was given the house. That, in my eyes, is that's the deal. Now, what I think she should do is confessed to her husband what happened. Oh. And if he's not okay with it, then they sell the house and split the money and they can both go their own ways.
Okay.
But at least, you know, the husband, he deserves to live a true life, not this weird backdoor life that he doesn't really know what's going on.
But he's happy.
You know,
that's the, Aaron, I hate when Steve says something that cuts through all the BS, and even though it's based in a lie, mm-hmm. this guy, I may not be one of them, but there's probably a bazillion dudes and women living on the planet going, they're happy, and if you boiled it down and said, would you rather keep living the life that you're living and be as happy as you are right now or find out it's all BS? I would say 80% of them would be like, I don't want to know.
Right.
Let me
live this happiness for a little bit.
Let me stay happy.
Right.
But not a lot of people have a beach house to sell and split.
that does change it a bit, yeah. But
you can be happy with half a, you know, half the profit from a house.
Oh, man. Thank you for the call, Aaron.
We don't know that he's happy. That's just what she said. We don't know
they,
that.
They were in a rocky place 10 years ago, and they're still together.
I know.
Happiness is sort of implied. But seriously, thank you for the advice.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Yay.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm going to burn in hell for saying this, but I think she should talk to the lawyers and see if she can sell them the house back at a drastically reduced rate.
Nice.
Sell it back to the family who just learned the hard way that he was boinking one of his daughter's friends?
Mm.
I said I was going to burn in hell.
Oh, okay. It's good. I just wanted to clarify the reasons for the record.
But then they get the house, she gets some money to fix her problems, and maybe never has to come clean.
You have to come clean because he's going to go, where the hell did we get this money?
Yeah, because you can lie about it like a distant relative, but he can go online. It's public records to where the house. Yeah.
Isn't this your friend's?
Right.
Why would he give you a house? Like, what?
It's messy.
I'm just telling you this, and thank you for the call. I don't think there's any way to get the house without coming clean.
That's the hard part.
Lindsay?
Yay.
Hey.
What do you think?
Hey. I think it's going to be hard for her to keep everything a secret, but considering her husband's unemployed, she should keep the house, turn it into an Airbnb. Maybe she could get the guilt off her conscience by helping her husband out while he's unemployed, you know?
That's not bad.
I love it. All you people have these great Steve-like diabolical ideas. The problem is, on your taxes in the next year, it's like, where do we have this rental income from? What's this property in Sonoma? Like, there's no way to keep the house unless your husband is so completely disconnected from the day-to-day finances, you're going to get busted.
Well,
thank you for the call, though. Jeff?
Yay, guys.
Yay. What do you think?
Would this make a great movie or what?
Right.
Clearly.
So my whole adage about this is, I'm sure you've heard this, but two wrongs do not make a right.
Mm.
Okay.
With her accepting this house and trying to quick sell it and all that, it's actually going to create more questions and conflict. I'm sure the family's wondering why she even got the house in the will.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's questions there. With her trying to sell the house to gain financial stability between her and her husband right now is actually making the decision she had to have the affair wrong as well. So that's two wrongs right there. It's not going to make anything right. So
just give it back?
My thing would be give it back to the family.
Yeah.
Just give it.
Accept it. Like, I don't know why he left it to me. That's gracious of him, but it is your family's vacation home. Has nothing to do with me. Her and her husband will find
her. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's your answer so far, Jeff, is the only one that makes sense without anybody getting caught.
That's true.
Candy.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, honestly, I work for a law firm, and we had a woman come in, and she was talking about how she was about to get a divorce, and her father-in-law had left her their home.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and on top of that, she didn't tell her husband that she wanted a divorce at the time.
Oh!
So, yeah. So when she found that out instead when tax season came around. She stayed married to him and had them file their taxes separately for the year.
Okay.
He never found out.
Oh, my nice. God. We found the filthy tax yes! firm that can make this whole thing happen.
Finally.
Oh, my God. So then she got to keep the bequeathment and whatever.
Yes. Yes, she did.
And no harm, no foul.
No harm, no, no foul.
Well, no, it wasn't. I mean, I agree with her. Maybe it was just because I was her attorney. I understand that her husband was a sleazebag at the time.
There you go. You guys did good.
You did great. We'll get your number and we'll give it to this other Melinda sleazebag. Slacker and Steve.